I thought the other point that you made in the editorial was the translational nature of the project and the issue of surgeons becoming more interested in that. You know, in breast cancer, we have all the preoperative issues, getting tissue, trying to, you know, look for markers of responses, et cetera. Do you see the surgical community in lung cancer interested in this?
Absolutely. I mean, you're actually preaching to the choir here because I've been a staunch advocate that surgeons are the first line of discovery. The surgeons in the operating room are able to approach the patient, get tissue, archive tissue, get blood, and serve as a resource as well as an intellectual resource, because when you get into personalized therapy, which is what everybody's interested in now, we have a series of things that we need. We need tissue. We need to question that tissue for certain genes or for certain proteins. Well, who better than to have that when in the first stages of discovery, you may not be able to use paraffin-based techniques. So the surgeon serves a very important role there and also needs to be able to know what the impact of the translational studies are so that he can counsel the patient about preoperative situations.